歪昆塔之音服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2018年7月7日星期六，我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的 Satya Deva 帕布为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China and wherever else.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们还有世界各地的奉献者们，大家早上好。
We apologize for the late start. We had some technical difficulties.
我很抱歉，今天开始的时间有点晚，因为又遇到一些技术上的问题。
And I just want to check in with you and Sati. Do you have any time limit today? Of course, we don't want to go beyond, you know, 2 hours.
Sati, 你今天有没有时间限制呢？
我因为我们今天有联谊，所以就最晚只能到9点钟。
Oh, yeah, she said that the latest is just 9 o'clock because she has association today.
I'll try and finish way before that time.
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj.
And do we have any questions left from last week? I think we were able to answer all of them, right?
Let me see. 是不是问题都回答完了呢？上个星期呢？
对对，上周应该没有遗留问题。
Yes, all of them answered.
Okay, so I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava and then we'll begin with Srimad Bhagavatam reading.
那么我们现在先来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava, 然后就开始学习盛典博加瓦坛啦。
Okay. Jaya Radha Madhava.Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Kiri Vanadari Gopi Jana Balava Kiri VanadariYasoda Nandana Vraja Janala Jana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janala Jana Yamati Ravana Chari Yamunati Ravana ChariJaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana JariGopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janala Jana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janala Jana Yamunati Ravana ChariYamunati Ravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja BihariJaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nithai Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Gaur. So we are reading today...Canto 6 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 1. And today we're on verse 42.
所以今天我们要学习的是《博迦瓦坛》第六篇第一章的42世节。
And in this section of the story, the Yamadutas are replying to the questions that were previously asked of them by the Vishnu Dutas.
然后在这个部分的话 ,Yamaduta 就在回复此前就是由 Vishnu Duta 然后所提出的问题。
And so, Ajamila is there, he's still in his material body, he's unconscious, and basically the Yamadutas and the Vishnu Dutas are arguing over who's in charge of taking the soul of Ajamila.
而这个时候阿加米勒还依然就是待在他的那个物质的躯体里，然后是毫无意识的那种状态，然后而亚玛杜塔和维什努杜塔就在讨论着到底应该是哪一方来管理，就是来带走亚玛杜塔的灵魂，
然后
来带走阿朱娜的灵魂sorry
阿加米勒 right
对阿加米勒的灵魂
And the Vishnu Dutas are questioning. They want to know if the Yamadutas know what the principles of religion are and if they're actually correctly following the mission of their master Yamaraj.
而 Vishnu Duta 就在提出问题，就是问亚玛都他们是不是能够真的理解宗教原则是什么，以及有没有正确的去追随他们的主人阎罗王的这个任务使命。
And up to this point, the Yamadutas have said, you know, the principles of religion, they're established by God himself, and there's only one God, and he's Lord Vishnu.
而亚玛都塔就说到，就是所有的宗教原则都是由神本人来亲自制定的，而且就只有一个神，那就是 Vishnu, 他 Vishnu.
And they're also saying that the laws of God are spelled out in the Vedas that are directly coming from the breath of Lord Vishnu.
并且神的法律，神所制定的法律都是由 Vishnu 的这个呼吸当中所流淌出来的，发出来的这个声音，然后以伟达经的形式传递下来的。
And Lord Vishnu is also called Narayan, and he's the cause of all causes.
而 Vishnu 还有另外一个名字叫做 Narayana, and 他是万源之源，一切原因的原因。
And that Narayan is the supreme controller. No one can go against Narayan.Who's the supreme?
而 Narayan 呢，他是至尊的掌控者，至尊的控制者，在这个世界上没有任何一个人能够去反对 Narayan。
And so that's what they've said up until this point.
所以说这个就是故事进展到目前的这样一个状况。
So now we'll read verse 42.
现在我们就来学习第42世节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Suryognikam Marudeva.Soma Sanyahani Disha Kamku Swayam Dharma Iti Yete Dayasya Sakshina Surya
太阳神
Agni
火
Kam
天空
Marut
空气
Deva
半神人
Soma
月亮
Sanya
傍晚
Ahani
白天和黑夜
Disha
方向
Kam
水
Ku
土地
Swayam
亲自
Dharma
阎罗王或至尊灵魂
Iti
如此
He
确实的
Ete
所有这些的
Dahasya
被放进由物质元素构成的躯体中的灵魂
Sakshina
见证
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The sun, fire, sky, air, demigods, moon, evening, day, night, directions, water, land, and Super Soul himself all witness the activities of the living entity.
译文：太阳、火、天空、空气、半神人、月亮、傍晚、白天、黑夜、方向、水、土地和至尊灵魂本人都见证着生物的活动。Should I continue with the purport?
Yes, please.
Okay. 要指有些宗教教派的成员，尤其是基督教徒，不相信业报。一次，我们与一位博学的基督教教授进行了一场讨论，他辩论说，尽管罪犯只有在证人作证举发他们的罪行后才受到惩罚，但是使人现在受过去业报之苦的证人在哪里呢？这节诗记载的阎罗王的使者所说的话就是对这种人的回答。受制约的灵魂以为他偷偷摸摸做事就没人能看到他的罪恶活动了，但我们从经典中了解到，有很多见证者，包括太阳、火、天空、空气、月亮、半神人、傍晚、白天、黑夜、方向、水、土地，以及住在生物体心中与个体灵魂在一起的超灵本人，哪里缺证人呢？证人们和至尊主都存在，因此才有那么多生物被提升到高等星系或降到低等星系，包括地狱星球。至尊神安排的一切都十分完美，没有缺陷。这节诗谈到的见证者们在其他伟大文献中也被提到过。梵文细节我就不念了。要此结束。End of report.
Thank you. Om Ajnatamirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakapa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So the Yamadutas are continuing their reply to the Vishnu Dutas.
所以 Yamaduta 继续回答着 Vishnu Duta 们所提出的问题。
And now, this verse, they're mentioning how, previously they stated that no one can go against the laws of God.
这个诗节就提到了，就是在此之前的话呢，就是没有人能够去反对抵抗得了神所制定的法律。
Yeah, that the living entities they cannot break the laws of God without some punishment.
生物体是不可能在不受到任何惩罚的情况下来去破坏神的法律的。
And they're saying here that there are many witnesses.To the activities of the living entities.
而这个诗节就提到了生物体所进行的活动是有着很多见证人的。
So first of all, there's the sun.
所以首先就是太阳。
In the universal form of God, the sun is mentioned as the eye of God.
在神的宇宙形体之中，太阳被指为就是这个神的宇宙形体的眼睛。
And so, well, some will say, well, what about when it's dark and we can't see the sun? How is the sun watching us now?
于是有人就说，那如果天黑了，太阳就是沉下去了，那么又有谁来去见证生物体的活动呢？
But the Vishnu, the Yamadutta said, well, the moon is also there and the moon is also watching.
于是 Yamadutta 就说到，那也有月亮啊，月亮就在晚上的时候来去观察。
And not only that, the demigod of the evening is also watching.
不仅如此，而且夜晚的半神人也在观察着的。
In fact, all the demigods are watching.
实际上，所有的半神人都在见证观察着。
And the fire is watching, and the sky is watching, and the air is watching.
所以说火也在见证着，天空也在观看着，然后空气也是在观看着。
And then the demigods of the directions, there's 10 directions.
而且十个方向，总共十个方向的半神人都在观察着。
Yeah, there's north, west, east, and south.
东南西北。
But there's up and down.
然后也有上面和下面。
They're all different directions.
所以说它就是各个不同的方位。
So those personalities are also watching.
所以说所有的这些人物们然后都在观察着的。
And they're always present.
并且他们总是存在，总是临在。
And so is the water and so is the land.
所以说水和大地也是同样都在见证着。
And ultimately, so is the super soul.
并且最终的话呢，就是至尊灵魂了。
And the super soul is present within everything, even within the atom.
而至尊灵魂存在于万事万物之中，甚至是包括了存在于原子本身。
So, in modern days, the modern super soul is there's cameras everywhere.
在这个现代社会的话呢，这个现代的超级，这个现代的至尊灵魂就是各个地方的那个摄影机，然后那个摄影的那个，对，摄影机。
So practically speaking, wherever you go, you're being watched by Big Brother.
所以说从这个现实来看的话呢，无论咱们去到哪儿，然后在任何一个地方都被那个老大哥所观察着的。
Yeah, and now so many criminals are caught on camera.
现在有很多的这些罪犯都是被那个摄影机，然后那种摄像镜头拿来给拍了下来，然后从而被抓的。
And sometimes the cameras are really tiny and they're hidden.And places where no one can see them.
然后有些时候很多那些照相机啊，然后摄像镜头太小了，就是隐藏在根本大家都看不到的地方。
And of course, people they carry their cell phones like everywhere they go, even into the bathroom.
并且就是每个人身上都有部手机，甚至上厕所的时候都把手机带着。
And electronically, those cell phones are tracked and.People know where you were because your cell phone was there.
然后并且的话，由于手机都是有那种定位装置的，所以说你无论去到哪儿，然后别人都可以通过手机，然后来定位你的手机，从而找到你人。
So our location is always being watched by our cell phone.
因此我们所处的这个位置就一直都是被手机所观察见证着。
So Prabhupada starts off the purport by mentioning a conversation he had with a Christian professor who didn't believe in karma.
所以说这个要旨开头帕帕德就提到了跟一个这个基督教的教授之间的一场谈话，而这个教授是根本不相信业报的存在。
And so he had a rather weak argument for his disbelief in karma.
所以说而这个教授就提出了一个非常弱的一个这个辩论点，然后来去证明他不相信这个业报。
He said people cannot be punished for their karma after death because there's no witnesses.
他就说到，就是人在死亡以后是不可能就是由于生前所做过的恶事遭受惩罚的，因为就是此时的话呢已经就没有见证人了。
But Prabhupada, he said, according to this verse, by the Yamadutas, there are so many witnesses that we're just not aware of.
而帕帕的就说到根据博加瓦坦的这个师姐的话呢，我们就可以看得出来，实际上亚麻都塔已经提到了有这么多的这些见证人的存在，只不过就是我们都不知道他们存在而已。
And so Prabhupada's reply to this Christian professor was that, you know, according to the Vedas, there are so many witnesses.
所以说帕帕的就回答了这个教授，就说到在根据这个韦达经来看的话呢，韦达经的描述实际上有许多的这些见证人能够看到一个人曾经做过的什么样的事情。
Like the sun, the moon, the demigods, and ultimately God himself as a super soul.
比如说太阳、月亮，还有半神人，以及最终就是作为至尊灵魂的神本人。
Yeah, so not only are our actions witnessed by the super soul.
所以说不仅我们的行动是被这个就是至尊灵魂 super soul 超灵拿来给见证了的。
But even our thoughts,
甚至是我们的念头
and our words,
还有我们的言语
they are also recorded,
这些都被记录了下来
recorded and witnessed,
被记录然后被见证了
yeah, so everything is known,
所以说每件事情都是被别人被这些见证人所知晓了。
But even in the Bible itself, it says, as you sow, so you will reap.
所以说在圣经当中也有这样一句话，然后就翻对应中文就是种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
Yeah, so if you plant a seed in the ground, if you plant a seed of, you know, an apple tree, you're going to get an apple.
所以说如果你在土壤里面种下了一棵苹果树的种子，那么过后你就会收获这个丰收苹果。
Right, you put in a banana seed, you'll get a banana.
然后你种下香蕉的那个种子，那么以后你就会收获香蕉。
Yeah, so all of our thoughts about ourselves, about other people, about the world, they're like little seeds.
所以说我们的这些念头，关于我们自己的，关于别人的，以及关于这个世界的，然后sorry, Guru, the thoughts about,
yourself, about the other, about other people, about the world.
Are seeds, you mean?
Yeah, they're like little seeds.
所以说我们的这些所有的念头就像种子一样。
Right, so all the negative thoughts we have about ourselves generate more negative thoughts.
所以说所有我们关于自我的这种很消极的念头也就会产生更多的关于自己的这些念头消极念头。
And those become fixed patterns of thinking.
而这些消极的念头就逐渐的变成了这种固有的对于自我认识的这种消极的模式。
And same with our thoughts, the negative thoughts we have about other people.
同样的就是对我们对其他人的念头也是这样。
That becomes a pattern of thinking.
就成为了一种思考的模式。
And so these patterns of thinking about ourselves and about others and about the world, they affect our speech and our actions.
而我所有这些关于自我关于他人以及关于世界的思考的模式都影响着我们的言语和行动。
And so altogether this becomes our karma.
而加在一起所有的这一切就成为了我们的业报。
Action, reaction.
作用力和反作用力。
And so this is also mentioned in the Bible. It's not, it's very well known. As you sow,So you shall reap.
所以说这一些的话，这个道理在圣经当中也是被众人所知的。然后也就是这个你种下去什么，你就得到什么。
Of course, if you're having loving thoughts about yourself and about people and about God, that will also generate very positive results.
当然就如果你对于自己对于他人和对于神的话呢都有充满了这种很有爱心的念头的话，那自然这些念头也就会产生出积极的结果。
And so the human being is in this unique position of becoming responsible for whatever our thoughts, words and deeds are.
所以说人类实际上是一种非常独一无二的这样一个位置，能够就是对自己所思所说和所做的一切承担起责任。
So most human beings, they don't understand that everything is being witnessed, everything is being recorded, and we have to pay up.
然而就是大多数人的话呢都不知道实际上他们的所有的所作所为都被见证着被记录着，然后因此他们就必须要为自己的所作所为然后都承担起相应的这样一个结果。
And so you could say the immature human beings, the animalistic human beings, they will try and do as much as they, you know, they will they will do any bad thing as long as they think they can get away with it.
所以说不成熟的人类或者换言之就是还依然具有动物属性的人类会尽力的去做坏事，然后做的越多越好，反正他们觉得只要自己不被抓住不被别人这个看到就行了。
Right, they'll you know, they'll go to rob someone or rape someone as long as they think they won't get caught.
他们甚至会去这个叫什么放火打劫，然后只要他们觉得自己不会被抓住。
Yeah, maybe they're about to rob someone or rape someone and they'll notice like, oh, there's a camera there and they'll stop.
然后有可能他们即将要去下手去抢劫谁或者是强奸谁的时候，然后突然间意识到看到哦那有个那个摄像机呢，然后摄影镜头是不是赶紧就跑了。
I remember when I was in the fire academy, I was being trained how to fight fires.
我记得我当初年轻的时候在那个学那个学当消防员，然后就学着怎么样去跟火战斗嘛。
So we were wearing uniforms.
然后我们大家都穿着那个制服。
And I was on my lunch break.
当时的话呢，我就正好在吃那个午饭中间休息的时候。
And so, I was going out of the academy to a store to get something to eat for lunch.
然后当时我就从那个学校那个学校走出来，然后跑到外面的小卖部里面去买点吃的。
So I put on a sweatshirt to cover my upper part of my uniform, but I was still wearing my uniform pants and shoes.
然后当时我因为要出门去买东西，所以说我就穿了一件那个汗衫，然后把制服上面的部分给遮了起来，但是的话呢我制服下面的裤子和鞋子都依然就是能够被其他人所看到。
And I was walking through a park. There were lots of people around.
当时我就从一座公园穿过去，然后公园里面有很多那些游人。
Of course, because I had worked for years out on the street, you know, as a paramedic, I had street smarts. So I could look at someone and kind of tell if they were a good or a bad person or what their intentions were.
然后当时就是因为我之前就是在那个去学当消防员之前的话呢，已经就是在当那个救护人员，对，当救护人员都已经干了好多年了。然后所以说我就已经培养出来那种街头智慧，就是走到大街上看一看身边的那些人，就可以观察得到他们是不是就是有些什么小偷小摸呀，或者是有些什么不好的那种行为然后正在进行着，我就能看得出来。
And so I saw these four young men looking at me and I noticed they didn't have good intentions.
然后当时我就看到有四个很年轻的小伙子，然后他们就看着我，然后我就注意到了实际上他们就心怀不轨。
And I could see they were looking at each other and sort of signaling to each other, you know, whether they were going to, you know, attack and rob me.
然后当时我就已经注意到他们就是彼此四目相接，然后就在给对方发信号嘛，就是说看要不要就是来攻击我，然后或者是来抢劫我什么的。
And so I was looking sort of at the leader and we made eye contact and I saw him look at my shoes and my pants and sort of wave everyone off.
Wave everyone off, to, so ask
yeah,
everyone to leave. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
然后当时我就注意到看到这个四个小伙子当中的那个头目，然后我就跟这个头目两个对视了一下，然后他呢又看到我穿的那个制服的鞋子和裤子，然后他就开始给其他三个人挥手，就是让大家赶紧撤。
So our uniforms are very similar to the police, so he was probably thinking, oh, this is a policeman, we better not attack him.
然后由于这个美国那边的那个消防员的制服跟警察的制服是非常相似的，所以说有可能当时他就觉得我肯定是个警察，所以说赶紧就跑了。
Yeah, so, you know, when we're undeveloped, you know, human beings, basically they don't care if they hurt anyone as long as they don't get caught.
所以说这些还没有发展出来的人类，就是还处于发展之中的人类的话呢，就是他们觉得只要自己不被抓，那么他们是不在意去伤害别人的。
So Yamaraj and his enforcers, they're enforcing the law, and that's what keeps people in line.
而阎罗王和他的这些命令执行官们就是在执行着法律，从而使得这些还未被发展出来的人类的话呢，能够使他们还保持维持好自己的那个行为。
Of course, the laws of God ultimately are, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the universal law.
当然的话呢，神所制定的法律实际上都是基于这样一个原则，那就是己所不欲，勿施于人。
And those who are advanced human beings, they follow that law out of love, not out of fear.
而那些进步的人类的话呢，是出于爱，而不是出于恐惧来去遵循这样一个宇宙的法则的。
And so those who are advanced, they know that the law of karma is there, and everyone has to pay for their misdeeds.
所以说那些进步的人类，他们是很确切地知晓因果业报的存在。而一个人必须要为自己所犯下的错误的行为付出代价的。
So recently I read an interesting article written by a famous anesthesiologist.
Oh, anesthesiologist.
That's the doctor that gives you pain medication or puts you to sleep during the surgery.
Oh, got it. So, okay, 然后最近的话呢，我就读到一篇很有趣的文章。这篇文章是一个很出名的，就是麻醉剂师他所写的一篇文章。
And so he was the head of anesthesiology at a famous hospital in California.
他是就是加利福尼亚州那边一个非常出名的医院里面专门管理麻醉这个部门的，对，那个部门的那个领导。
So in his article, he wrote how about a life-changing experience he had had.
在这篇文章当中，他就提到了他自己所经历的一场改变人生的经历。
So he had had a heart attack.
所以他本人经历了一次那个心脏病发。
And although I think he was only in his 50s.
虽然他只是50多岁。
But he had to have emergency heart bypass surgery.
Oh, like putting a bridge, something.
Yeah, they have to replace the coronary arteries of the heart.
Oh, 然后所以说由于他才50多岁哈，但是有一个那个心脏病发，就必须得做一个手术，就是那个搭建心脏内部的那个动脉血管的一个手术，是一个大手术。
Yeah, so during that operation, they have to actually stop the heart, and they put the patient on an artificial pump. That's an artificial heart that pumps the blood while the surgery on the heart's being done.
所以在这个手术的过程当中的话呢，实际上它就是风险特别大，要把那个心脏让其停止跳动，然后完了以后病人的话呢会连接到一个人工心脏上面，这个人工心脏就是会把那个血液然后像水泵一样的给它就是压到身体里面去。
So this doctor, he had an out of body experience.
哦，于是这位医生就在这个手术的过程中经历一次灵魂到体外的那种体验。
Yeah, at first he was in the operating room, but he was up on the ceiling looking down at the doctors doing the surgery.
所以首先他所体会到的就是他在那个做手术的房间里面嘛。然后他的这个灵魂就已经飘到那个天花板上面了，然后他就从天花板上那儿往下看这些给他做手术的医生们在干嘛。
But then everything became dark and he felt like he was moving down a dark tunnel.
然后突然之间就一切就变黑变暗了下来，然后这个时候他就体验到觉得自己正走在一条这个黑暗的隧道里面。
And then he came to a place of darkness. He couldn't see anything, but he could hear horrible sounds of people screaming.
然后他就觉得他就看到自己走到了一个伸手不见五指的一个黑暗的一个地方，然后但是他却能听到就是人们尖叫哭喊的那个声音。
And the temperature was very hot and burning.
而当时那个地方的那个温度的话呢是非常高的，就是热得不行。
And he could smell burning flesh.
然后他都能闻到那个肉体被灼烧的那个味道。
And then he heard a voice.
然后他就听到一个声音。
And the voice told him, if you do not change your ways, this is where you're going to go after death.
Change your ways. 然后这个声音就告诉他，就是如果你不改变你的这个做事的方式的话，那么这个地方就是你在死后会去到的地方。
And then the voice told him, "You should reflect on your life."
这个声音就告诉这个医生，你必须要去反省你的人生。
And so then, in this state, he was reflecting on his life.
于是就在这样一种状况之下，然后他就开始去反思自己的整个一生。
And he, as a doctor, he had made lots of money.
然后由于大家知道医生哈，在西方国家是非常能赚钱的一个行业。
But he didn't use that money to help anyone else. He just bought very fancy, expensive cars.
但是的话呢，他却没有把自己所赚来的那么多的钱用来去帮助任何一个人，反而是去买了那些非常昂贵的豪华轿车。
And he never had any compassion or really any concern for any of his patients. He looked at his patients as just money.
并且的话呢，他就注意到自己完全没有带着任何的怜悯或者是关心来去看待他的病人，反而的话呢，他都把病人看成是他赚钱的工具。
So he began to regret, you know, how selfish he'd been his whole life.
于是他就开始感到非常的后悔，觉得自己在整个这一生当中是非常自私的。
So the surgery was a success. He came back into his body.
然后这个手术当然很成功呢，于是他就再次灵魂就回到了躯体里面。
But the experience had really changed him.
但是这一次的体验经历却彻底的改变了他。
So he actually gave up his medical practice.
于是的话呢，这个医生就放弃了当医生了。
And he dedicated his life to teaching people how to meditate and do yoga and pray to God based on ancient yogic teachings. He didn't say which one.
然后的话呢，这个医生他放弃从医行业以后，就开始了去教人们，就是去做冥想，然后去向神祈祷，然后进行那种瑜伽的那种练习。不过在文章当中，他没有说到自己去教人们是做什么样的那个瑜伽练习啊。
But he did say that the highest gift you can give others.Is not only just material things, but spiritual knowledge.
并且他确实在文章当中说到，就是一个人能够给予别人最高贵的最棒的礼物，那就不仅仅是物质上的东西，而更多的就是灵性的知识。
So he was very fortunate. He could see that, you know, if he continued to lead the life that he was living, just a selfish existence, that he was going to have to pay for that, you know, after death.
所以说实际上这个医生是非常非常幸运的，因为他真的确实的体验到了，就是看到了，如果他要是一直按照之前的那种生活方式，那么自私的生活下去的话，肯定会在死后然后为此付出代价的。
And so we should all consider that. Of course, you know, we're as devotees, we're dedicating our life to spiritual practice and to helping others.
当然我们每个人都应该考虑到这一点，不过我们都知道，就是我们作为奉献者的话呢，都把自己的一生然后用来就是奉献给Guru, dedicate, the devotees dedicate life to spiritual practice and helping others. 然后把我们的一生奉献者把我们的一生都贡献给做灵性的这个方面的修习，然后并且帮助别人。
And we're following, you know, the laws of God according to the Vedas.
并且我们根据韦达经然后来去遵循神的法律。
Following the four principles and chanting the names of God and wearing Tulsi Mala and decorating our bodies with Tilak.
所以我们都在遵循思想规范原则，然后念诵神的圣名，去崇拜图拉西的叶子，并且这个画上这个提拉克标志。
And so we're very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada is probably he definitely not probably he has saved us from really going to experiencing hell.
所以说我们真的是非常幸运的，因为帕帕德的出现然后是把我们拯救了出来，使得我们不会去在死后的话呢去体验这个地狱的存在。
So we decorate our bodies with the names of Vishnu and Gopi Chandan.
所以说我们用这个Vishnu 的名字然后来装饰我们的身体。Sorry, Guru, I don't understand that.
Gopi Chandan is a kind of, tilak dirt that we use. It's a kind of clay that comes from a very special place.
Oh, Gopi Chandan.
Yeah.
Oh, 所以说用这个 Gopi Chandan 这个东西的话呢，就是一种很特别的粘土，然后用它来装饰我们的身体。
Yeah, it's said that, you know, that the gopis... After Krishna left the planet, they went to Dwarka.
Dwarka. 所以说 Gopi 们就是在 Krishna 离开这个星球之后的话呢，就去到了 Dwarka.
And they entered a particular river there in order to leave their bodies.
然后他们就进入到一条很特别的一条河，然后从而好离开他们的躯体。
Yeah, so the mud from that river is called Gopi Chandan.
然后就是这条河当中的那个淤泥的话呢，就被称为叫做 Gopi Chandan.
Yeah, so we mark our bodies with that mud as we chant, you know, the 12 names of Vishnu.
12 names of Vishnu. 所以说当我们再去念诵主 Vishnu 的12个名字的时候的话呢，就会用这条河里面的这个淤泥然后来给自己的身体上面就是画上标志。
Yeah, and so, you know, there's one of the Vedas, or actually it's a Shmiti, or something that came after the Vedas. It's called the Garga Samhita.
Garga Samhita. It's a Shmiti.
Yeah, Shmiti.
Shmriti, 然后其中韦达经的一部的话呢，是一部Shmriti, 叫做 Garga Samhita.它是在那个就是那个 Smriti 在 Shruti 出现之后出现的这个 Smriti.
Yeah, so that Smriti says that if you decorate your body with Gopi Chandran, you become freed from the bondage of karma.
哦，而这个Spriti 这个经典当中就记载到，如果你用这个 Gopi Chandam 来去装饰你的躯体的话呢，然后就会帮助你从业报的束缚困缚当中解脱出来。
Another verse says that it's greater the results of decorating your body with Gopi Chandam are greater than the results you get from bathing in the Ganga.
哦。然后另一个师姐都说到，就是如果你用这个 Gopi Chandam 来去装饰你的躯体的话呢，所带来的结果甚至是比在那个恒河水里沐浴的话呢来的这个结果还要更好更棒。
And then another verse says that it's the result of decorating your body with Gopi Chandam, with the marks of Vishnu using Gopi Chandam, the result is greater than if you had bathedand all the sacred rivers.
然后另一个师姐就提到，就是如果你用这个 Gopi Chandam 来去装饰你的躯体，就是用那个主Vishnu 的这个标记来装饰你的躯体的话，所带来的结果要比你在所有的神圣的圣河之中所进行的沐浴来的效果还要更好。
And it also says, if you decorate your body,with the marks of Vishnu using Gopi Chandan, that the messengers of Yamaraj cannot touch you.
哦，然后并且还说到，就是当你用 Gopi Chandan 来去装饰你的躯体，就是做上这个主 Vishnu 的标记的时候，那么连这个Yamaraj 阎罗王的这些信使，他的仆人都是没有办法来碰你的。
And it says even a sinner.Who wears Gopi Chandan Tilak regularly will go to the abode of Goloka.
abode of Goloka. 甚至是就是如果一个经常犯下这种经常从事罪恶活动的这样一个罪人，如果他去用 Gopi Chandan 来装饰自己的躯体，然后经常去这个涂抹提拉克的话呢，他在死后都可以去到这个 Goloka 的居所。
Yeah, there are many similar statements about wearing tulsi beads as well.
然后还有很多相似的这些说法，就是关于这个佩戴提拉西的这个叶子。
Of course, in India, so many people wear tulsi beads, even if they're not, Vaishnavas.
我说错了，不是图拉西叶子，是图拉西的那个。Seeds, tulsi seeds.
Tulsi beads.
Beads. 是图拉西的那个珠子。
Neck beads. They wear neck beads.
Yeah, got it. 就是这个图拉西的那个颈珠，然后念珠嘛。然后在印度的话呢，即便很多人都不是奉献者，他们也依然去佩戴那个图拉西的那个珠子。
And I thought I was reading recently an article written by Mahanidhi Swami about.Some of the misconceptions we have about wearing tulsi.
Misconception about wearing tulsi. 最近我在读的一篇文章是 Mahanidhi Swami 所写的，就是关于谈论我们很多人有的关于这个佩戴图拉西就是穿戴图拉西叶子的和那个珠子的话呢，所拥有的错误的观点。
Yeah, so he says, whether we're materialists or spiritualists.
他就说到，无论我们是物质主义者还是灵性主义者，
there are many benefits to wearing tulsi.
都有许多的这些好处来去穿戴这个图拉西的这个珠子。
And these benefits are mentioned in the Vedas and in the Puranas and in the Bhagavad Gita and Mahabharata.
然后在韦达经、在普拉纳和在这个博迦梵歌以及博迦瓦坛当中，都记载了去佩戴图拉西珠子的所带来的很多的好处。
So one of the primary books we have, as Vaishnavas, as far as the do's and don'ts go, is the Hari Bhakti Vilas written by Sanatan Goswami.
Hari Bhakti
Vilas.
Vilas, the book written by who?
Sanatan Goswami.
哎呀 ，Sanatan Goswami， 嗯，所以说其中就是外希纳瓦所有的一本很主要的书，关于就是什么能做，什么不能做的这样一本书，叫做 Hari Bhakti Vilas， 是由 Sanatan Goswami 所写的。
Yeah, so many of the rules and regulations that we follow, that we've heard about, those rules and regulations are coming from the Hari Bhakti Vilas.
嗯，当听了，所以我们很多所去听闻到的或者是遵循的这些规范原则的话呢，都是来自于 Hari Bhakti Vilas 这本书的。
And basically, the Hari Bhakti Vilas is a compilation of various quotations from the Puranas and the Vedas about proper spiritual practices.
proper spiritual practice. 所以基本上就是 Hari Bhakti Vilas 这本书，它实际上是一个集结，就是引用了韦达经和 Purana 当中关于如何恰当的进行灵性修习的这些话语，它是一个总体的一个集结。
So in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, it talks about the glories of wearing Tulsi neck beads.
所以说在 Hari Bhakti Vilas 这本书当中就提到了去佩戴这个图拉西锦珠的这种荣耀。
And it also talks about who can wear them.
并且也提到了就是什么样的人可以去佩戴这个图拉西的锦珠。
So, over the years that I've been giving these classes for Chinese devotees, oftentimes a similar question comes up about Tulsi.
然后在我这么多年就是给中国的奉献者们上课的过程当中，经常都会有奉献者们就是提出相似的问题，是关于图拉西种子的图拉西锦珠的这些相似的问题。
Can anyone wear Tulsi neck beads? Can anyone chant on Tulsi mala?
是不是每个人都可以去佩戴这个图拉西的锦珠呢？是不是每个人都可以在这个图拉西的这个珠子念珠上面去念诵圣名呢？
So let's just see what the Hari Bhakti Vilas says.
那我们现在就来看看这个 Hari Bhakti Vilas 当中所写的是怎么说的吧。
So one verse from the Skanda Purana says.
这个 Skanda Purana 当中的一个诗节就提到
that if you wear Tulsi beads, it destroys the greatest sins.
Tulsi beads. 这个诗节就说到，如果你去佩戴图拉西的珠子，那么这就会破坏掉你所犯下的最大的恶行。
Of course, we shouldn't misunderstand this.
当然我们不能去误解这个诗节的意思。
Just like chanting Hare Krishna destroys all your sins, but if you think you can sin and nullify the sins by chanting, then that becomes an offense.
所以这个就相当于是我们都知道的这个十项规范原则当中的这个冒犯当中的一项，就是如果你认为去念诵圣名的话，就可以把你所犯下的这些罪行所带来的结果拿来给洗白，就是给抹掉的话，那么肯定就是以这样的心态来去佩戴图拉西种子的话呢，图拉西这个珠子的话，肯定也是一种巨大的冒犯。
There's another verse from the Garuda Purana.
Garuda Purana, sorry.
Yes. Garuda Purana.
Garuda Purana. 然后在这个 Garuda Purana 当中有提到另一个诗节。
It says Deha Sada Hari, which means.If you wear Tulsi neck beads, the Lord Hari is always with you.
然后这个诗节当中就说到，如果你一直都佩戴着这个图拉西的锦珠，那么主 Hari 就一直跟你在一起。
Another verse says that wearing Tulsi mala is much higher or beyond any kind of normal pious activity.
而另一个师姐就提到，如果你去佩戴图拉西的这个珠子的话呢，它所带来的益处是远远超过于你去从事的任何一项普通的这种虔诚活动。
Another verse says that Yamaraj stays far away from those who wear Tulsi mala.
而另一个师姐就提到阎罗王和他的仆人的话呢会离那些佩戴图拉西珠子的人远远的。
Most of these verses are from the Garuda Purana.
大多数的这些师节都来自于这个 Garuda Purana 当中。
And then there's one more. It says that if you wear Tulsi Mala, you will be protected from bad dreams.
然后另一个师节就提到，如果你去佩戴图拉西的这个珠子的话呢，那么你就不会去做噩梦。
Maybe I was, those four guys didn't attack me because I was wearing Tulsi Mala.
有可能就我之前提到那个故事，不是说到那四个小伙子要准备袭击我吗？然后他们之所以最后没有来袭击我，可能就是因为当时我正带着那个图拉西的那个珠子呢。
Yeah, it says you'll be protected from accidents and from attack by weapons.
所以说如果你佩戴图拉西种子珠子就不会去遭受这种事故，然后也不会有那种sorry Guru Maharaj, 就是 accident and what?
being attacked by weapons.
然后不会遭受事故，并且也不会就是受到武器的伤害。
And in that same verse, it also mentions again, you'll be protected from the approach of the Yamadutas.
并且同一个师节当中也提到，就是佩戴图拉西的珠子的话呢，会使得你不会就是有阎罗王或者阎罗王的使者然后来靠近你。
And then also, the question comes up, well, who can wear Tulsi neck beads?
所以说问题就出来了，什么样的人能够去佩戴图拉西的这个颈珠呢？
So Krishna, he says himself that anyone can wear Tulsi.
Krishna 他本人就说到，任何一个人都可以佩戴图拉西。
And he said there's no restriction for wearing Tulsi Mala.
没有任何的这个限制，就是限制大家不能去佩戴这个图拉西的这个珠子的。
And it simply depends upon one's beliefs.
It simply depends on.
Yeah. If you believe in Krishna, and you believe in Tulsi, you can wear. But even if you don't, you can wear.
所以说就是如果你相信 Krishna 然后相信这个图拉西的这个效果的话，相信图拉是女神的话，那么你可以去佩戴它，而如果你即便不相信的话呢，你一样的可以佩戴它。
So Sanatana Goswami says that even if a person doesn't believe in Krishna,
所以说 Sanatana Goswami 就说到，即便一个人不相信 Krishna,
if he happens to wear Tulsi beads,
而如果这个人恰好去佩戴了图拉西的珠子的话，
This will gradually cause this person to become attracted to Krishna.
而逐渐的，那么这就会使得这个人会被 Krishna 所吸引。
This is from the Hari Bhakti Vilas, and it mentions the verse.
而这句话的话呢，就来自于 Hari Bhakti Vilas, 然后当中所提到的一个师节。
Then there's another verse quoted from the Vishnu Damotara.
Damotara. 然后在 Vishnu Damotara 这本书当中还记载了一个师节。
Without a doubt, anyone who wears Tulsi beads, even if he or she is unclean or of bad character,will surely attain me.
然后在这个世界当中就说到，毫无疑问的是，任何一个佩戴图拉西珠子的人，无论他是有多么的不洁，或者是有多么糟糕的这个人品，那么最终的话，他都能够获得我。
And then, there are also statements by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
然后另外还有 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所提到的一些话语。
He tells the story of once he gave Tulsi Mala to a very rich materialistic person.
这个故事就提到，曾经他就是把一串那个图拉西的念珠，然后送给了一个非常有钱的物质主义者。
His name was Mr. Ghosh.
他的名字叫做 Ghosh 先生。
And he often used to visit Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him Tulsi Mala as a gift.
哦，然后这个有钱人原来就是经常去拜访 Bhaktivinoda Thakur， 然后于是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 然后就送给他一串图拉西的这个念珠作为礼物。
And so this Mr. Ghosh, he started wearing the Tulsi Mala around his neck.
嗯，于是这个 Ghosh 先生就开始在他的这个颈脖子上开始佩戴这个图拉西的珠子。
But he was never able to accept the Vaishnav principles of behavior.
嗯，但他就一直都无法去接受，然后去遵循这个外士纳瓦所必须遵循的一些行为规范原则。
Then there's a statement from the Padma Purana.
嗯，然后就是 Padma Purana 当中有这样一种说法。
Regardless of whether one is impure or pure, one should always wear Tulsi Mala.
嗯，然后这个说法就是，无论一个人是否纯洁，他应该一直佩戴图拉西的珠子。
And one should never take it off, even when bathing, eating, or passing stool.
哦，然后即便一个人在吃饭、洗澡或者是上厕所的话呢，然后都不应该把这个图拉西的珠子给取下来。
In other words, Tulsi beads are always pure and purify anyone who contacts them.
嗯，换言之，也就是图拉西是总是是非常纯粹的，非常纯洁的，不会因为任何的这种情况而变得不纯洁，并且的话呢，图拉西能够去净化任何一个接触到他的一个人。
So, we should always protect ourselves by, you know, decorating our body with the names of Vishnu, even if we, you know, if we're in places we can't wear Gopi Chandan, then at least by water.
嗯，所以说我们应该一直就是保护自己，通过就是在身体上去，通过装饰我们的躯体，用这个 Vishnu 的名字来装饰我们的躯体。即使如果在很多情况下我们没有办法用这个 Gopi Chandan 来去装饰的话呢，那么至少用水。
And we should also wear Tulsi Mala.
嗯，并且我们应该佩戴图拉西珠子。
Yeah, so we should, you know, we should not only purify ourselves externally, but also internally.
嗯，当然，我们不仅应该在外在的来净化自己，并且内心也净化自己。
And that means, we should be introspective.
嗯，而这意味着就是我们必须要足够内省。
And we should. Be responsible for our thoughts, words, and deeds, and always do everything in relationship to Krishna, and be kind and loving towards others.
嗯，而这就意味着我们必须要为自己的念头、言语和行为承担起所有的责任，并且我们要在做任何的一件事情当中都能够随时想着 Krishna， 并且我们是充满爱、充满善意的来对待所有人。
Yeah, so we shouldn't judge, you know, we shouldn't be too attached to our external dress, especially if it causes us to judge ourselves or judge others.
嗯，所以我们不应该特别的去依附于外在，我们穿的是什么样的衣服，特别是如果这种过度的认为自己应该穿什么样的衣服的话呢，反而导致我们去评判自己或者评判其他人。
You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was so respectful to Vaishnava dress, which means to wear Tulsi Mala, that he didn't put on Tulsi until he took initiation out of respect.
Sorry Guru, what's his name?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就是对于外士纳瓦的这种装扮的话，穿戴是充满了非常非常多的这种敬意的，所以说他是直到自己就是去接受启迪的时候，然后才开始佩戴图拉西的种子。
And there was a famous book that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote called the Jiva Dharma.
Jiva Dharma. Is it?
Yeah.
所以说 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 写过一本书，名字叫做 Jiva Dharma.
And in this book, there is a discussion about that one should not be too attached to one's external dress.
其中这本书当中就谈就说到了一个讨论，就是在说一个人不应该过度的依附于执念于外在应该穿什么样的衣服。
So he says that one should be not attached. One shouldn't be attached. One shouldn't have attachment or hatred towards one's dress.
Oh, one should not have attachment or hatred towards one's dress.
Yes.
Okay. 所以说这个当中就说到，一个人不应该对于自己所穿着的衣服有任何的依附，或者说是有任何的憎恨的这种心态。
So when the consciousness becomes purified within,
当内心的知觉得以净化的时候，
the outer garments are also automatically rectified.
Rectified. 然后那么他外在所穿着的这些衣物的话呢，也自动的得到了纠正。
When too much stress is laid upon dress codes,
当一个人过度的把这些就是过度的看重自己应该穿什么样的衣服的时候，
If one is too concerned with external looks,
如果一个人过度的关注自己外在看上去形象是什么，
then disciplining the consciousness to go within becomes neglected.
然后当他过度关注外在，那么自然而然就是去开始往内省的时候，就会这种做法哈，这种状态就会得以减弱，得以就是得到忽略。
So after inner cleansing, one is naturally inspired to conduct himselfin accordance with the behavior of saints.
Behavior of saints.
Yeah, in other words, you know, when you become cleansed within, then naturally your behavior will become more saintly.
所以说当一个人内心进行了足够多的净化的时候，足够多的清洁的时候，那么自然他的行为举止就能更加有圣人的品质。
So, let me tie everything together now.
那么现在我来给大家总结一下今天所讲的。
It's important for us to respect the signs of the Vaishnava, which are Vaishnava Tilak and Tosnimala.
所以说很重要的是我们必须要尊重外希纳瓦的这些标志，比如说是提拉克呀，然后还有就是图拉西的锦珠这些佩戴等等。
And they bring us closer to Krishna and they purify us.
因为这些外在的穿着外在的样子然后净化了我们，并且让我们能够更加接近 Krishna.
And they free us from sin.
让我们能够得以从罪恶活动当中解脱出来。
And they protect us from the Yamadutas.
并且能保护我们不受到 Yamaduta 的伤害。
But we should also remember.
但是我们也应该记住一点。
All the great authorities are watching us.
所有这些伟大的权威人物都在观察，见证着我们。
And the Lord within our heart is watching us.
并且我们内心的超灵，我们内心的主也在观察着我们。
Every time we have a mean thought about somebody else.
每一次当我们对某一个人产生出一种很卑劣或者是很不好的念头的时候，
The Lord witnesses it.
我们的主都能够见证到这一点。
And in fact, it's very unpleasant for him.
实际上这个对他来说是非常不愉快的。
Yeah, so we need to become very mindful of our thoughts, words, and deeds and become Krishna conscious and take responsibility.
因此我们要非常能够去随时注意到自己的念头言语和行动，然后能够让自己真正在做所有的事情有所有的念头的时候都有 Krishna 知觉，并且为自己所有做出的事情承担起全部的责任。
Okay, so I'll stop speaking now and I'll leave maybe 15 or 20 minutes for questions.
好，那么现在讲课的这个内容结束，然后现在我们就剩下的时间来回答问题吧，比如说15-20分钟那样子，如果有问题的话。
Oh, there's the birds.
Yeah, now they're getting up.
Is it dark there?
No, now it's all bright. Yeah, but when I just got up at 5:30, the sun is still on the horizon.
there's one question.
Okay.
现在我来看一下一个问题哈。老师对门徒充满敌意该怎么办、哦、以前引导进入接触 Krishna 知觉的人已经自己由于背离了 Krishna 知觉正在误导出席者，但他还是要求新人向他臣服听他指引，他的话引向 Maya， 如果不向他臣服他就敌视你，他说是他把你引向 Krishna 的，你应该跟着他。 OK, so I think this person is saying thatwhat if the guru, the teacher, is very hostile against the disciples? What should he do? He says that the person, the guru who has led him into Krishna consciousness has already betrayed the philosophy and misguiding the beginners. And he wants the newcomers to surrender to him and listen to him.But his words guide the newcomers into Maya. And if the newcomer doesn't obey him, then he will totally go, hostile against the newcomer. And he says that since I am the person who led you to Krishna, then you should follow me, you know, something like that.
Wow, that's very scary.
这个提到的有点吓人。
And you know, it's very unfortunate, but this is the material world where there's the cheaters and the cheated.
就提到的状况哈，确实是非常不幸的。不过的话呢，我们这个物质世界确实是充满了骗子以及被骗的人，愿意被骗的人。
And one can become a devotee and even become a guru, and then later fall down.
所以说甚至一个人可能最开始成为了奉献者，后来的话呢慢慢的这个奉献者就成为了一名guru，但是他依然是有可能会堕落的。
So we always have to estimate ourselves by how we are now, not how we were in the past.
因此我们必须要根据自己的现状来去评估自己，而不是根据我们曾经的所作所为来评估自己。
So even at the time of Lord Chaitanya, you know, sometimes devotees fell down.
甚至是在主柴坦尼亚的时代，有些时候都有奉献者就是堕落了。
And therefore, Sanatana Goswami, he talks about this subject in his book, the Hari Bhakti Vilas.
因此 Sanatana Goswami 就在他的书Hari Bhakti Vilas 当中谈论到了这个话题。
So what to do if your guru falls down?
这个话题就是如果你的 guru 都堕落了，那你该怎么办呢？
And he also defines what is it, you know, what is it, how do you define if a guru has fallen down or not?
并且他也说到，就是你怎么样去定义一个guru是不是堕落的呢？
And so these things have actually already been discussed because they've been happening, you know, since there were gurus and disciples.
Yeah, 所以说就是这位奉献者所提到的这些事情的话呢，是一直来说都在发生着，因为自从有guru有门徒的出现的话呢，就有这些事情的发生。
So basically what makes one a guru or a teacher is that he's teaching the teaching of his teacher. He's following that teaching and he's teaching that teaching without change.
所以说究竟是什么样的一个品质使得一个人能够成为guru，成为一个老师呢？那就是他真正的是在遵循着他的老师的教导， 而不会去在这其中掺杂着其他任何他自己的这些东西。换言之，也就是他是完全的准确的去传达他的老师的教导，而没有任何的变化在其中。
And often Prabhupada was asked, what is his qualification to be guru?
What is Prabhupada's qualification to be guru?
Yeah.
哦、oh, ，然后原来就是很多人经常都会问帕帕的，就是你有什么样的一个资格能够来成为 guru 呢？
And he said, my qualification, or anyone's qualification, is he says that I am giving.My guru's teaching to you, I'm following it, and I'm giving you the teaching without changing.
然后怕怕的就回答到，就是我的资格，或者说是其他任何一个人能够作为 guru 的资格，就在于我是把我的 guru, 我的老师的教导，然后传达给你，然后并且我在遵循着我的 guru 的教导，而不会有任何的变化改变在其中。
And so as long as we are following...our guru's teaching, then we're connected with our guru.
所以说只要我们遵循着我们的 guru 的教导，我们就和我们的 guru 之间是有连接的。
But if we stop following our guru's teaching, or change his teaching, then we're disconnected.
但是如果我们要是停止不再去遵循 guru 的教导，甚至是去改变 guru 的教导的话，那么此时就和 guru 之间断开了连接。
Yeah. And so if the person who brought us to Krishna consciousness at one time was following his guru.
One time.、Oh.
Maybe at that time he was following、uh-huh. his guru.
Oh, 所以说把我们引向 Krishna 知觉的这样一个人，如果当时他是遵循着他的 guru 的教导的话。
But he can only remain our guru or our teacher if he continues to follow Prabhupada and continues to give Prabhupada's teaching as it is.
但是这个人只有当他还继续的去遵循帕帕的教导，甚至继续的就是不带有任何改变变化的，不掺水的去给予帕帕的教导，那么他才能继续是我们的 guru。
So such a person cannot claim to still be our guru if he's not following anymore or if he's changing the teaching.
所以说如果他都已经不再遵循帕帕的教导，甚至是都已经不再是按照帕帕的原本的教导来去教导的话，那么他就不能够继续是我们的 guru 了。
So in that case, in the case that our guru falls down or is no longer teaching the message purely, then we're advised to give up such a person.
所以说如果一个人都已经不再去遵循帕帕的教导，然后或者是都no longer 然后并且都没有那种很纯粹的然后去传达这个帕帕的这些教导的话，那么我们就被建议应该去放下这个人，不再让他成为我们的 guru, 成为我们的导师。
So Prabhupada didn't want blind followers.
帕帕德并不希望我们都成为这种盲目的追随者。
He wanted all of his devotees, all of his followers to be independently thoughtful and critical thinkers.
帕帕德希望他所有的门徒，他所有的追随者都是有独立思考能力的人，都是能够有批判性的这种批判性思考，就是能够去分辨的。
And I think it was Rupa Goswami, he said, Shruti Shmiti Pranadi Pancharatra Vinambina Akanti Ki Harer Bhaktir Upataya Vakalpate. He says that bhakti, if it's not in accordance with the scriptures,
Rupa Goswami 就说到这样一个梵文诗节，那就是如果一个人的 bhakti 都没有去符合这个经典当中的描述。
And the scriptures meaning the Vedas.
而经典指的就是韦达经。
Or the supplemental Vedas called the Smriti.
然后以及这个韦达经的附注经典就是叫做 Smriti.
Like the Puranas.
比如说 Purana.
And the Narada Pancharatra.
以及 Narada Pancharatra.
Yeah. That simply becomes a disturbance.
那么这个人的 bhakti 实际上就成为了一种对社会的打扰。
Yeah, so if we're a so-called guru, and what we're teaching is not in line with the shastras, then that causes a big disturbance for everyone.
所以说如果我们这种就是如果一个人他作为一个所谓的一个 guru 的话，但是他的教导却完全没有符合经典，那么纯粹就是在给身边所有的人造成困扰，然后造成这种打扰。
So in that case, we may have to give up our guru and find another qualified person to guide us.
因此在这样的情况下，我们就必须放弃这样的人来作为我们的 guru， 然后寻找另一个有资格的人来成为我们的 guru。
So that's it's a very unfortunate situation, but it does occur.
所以说你所提到的这个确实是一种非常不幸的状况，但是它确实也存在着，确实也发生着。
Right, it's just like you may go to a doctor.
这就像是你去看医生。
And at first he treats you very well according to the authorized process.
然后这位医生最开始把你治疗得非常好，他就是完全根据这个权威的该怎么来去治你的方法来去对待你。
But then this doctor, he stops following the established medical protocol and starts making you sick.
但是的话呢，随后这位医生却不再去根据这种已经建立了的医疗协议来治疗你，反而就是开始对你这种做出的事情是有害你的。
Yeah, it could be dangerous for you to stay with this doctor just out of some sentimental attachment.
然后因此如果你还出于这种情绪上的一种依恋的话呢，选择继续跟这个医生在一起，那肯定对你是有伤害的。
No, you should leave that doctor and find someone who's qualified to take care of you.
因此你应该离开这个医生，而去选择一个更有资格、更有能力的人来治疗你。
So I sympathize with your situation.
所以说我很同情你的这个遭遇。
So you have the strength to leave, an unqualified person.
所以说你是有力量能够来离开一个没有资格的人的。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, second one.
There's more.
Yeah. 然后第二个问题，感恩咕噜对精彩的讲课，请接受我卑微的顶拜。我学习是更多在网上联谊，很少和奉献者现场联谊的。我看微信群里有人说跟咕噜现场更有障碍，好像咕噜没来跟奉献联谊没有保障。这样的感受是来自奉献者自己的心意呢，还是来自他咕噜的指示呢？没来跟奉献联谊没有保障。I will try to translate, but just one sentence I don't really fully understand. So this devotee is saying that please accept my humble obeisance. I spend more time studying online and having association with devotees online, but I rarely have association with devotees face to face. And I read some people in the WeChat group saying that, having association with guru face to face in person is more, is better. Yeah, it's better. Like, it's more guaranteed. And if the guru is not in the association, then there is no guarantee, and there is not much benefit. So is this kind of feeling coming from the mind of the devotee or actually from the instruction of his guru?
Very good question.
这个问题问得非常好。
So again, as we stress and often in our classes, when we're talking about spiritual subjects.
这就是我经常一直在讲课当中所强调的，就是当我们谈论灵性的话题的时候。
We have to base whatever we're saying on the Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu.
那么我们就必须去遵循就是 Guru, Guru Shastra and Sadhu, 就是 Guru 和经典以及圣人所说的话。
That is our proof.
那么这个就是一个证据。
And so Prabhupada, he has taught us that there's two types of association with the Guru.
帕帕的 教导我们说有两种跟 Guru 联谊的方式。
One is the Vani, the instructions of the Guru.
第一种就是 Guru 的教导。
Hearing the words of the Guru.
听闻 Guru 所说的话。
It's like if we hear a class.
这就像是如果我们听 Guru 讲课的话。
Even if it's online.
即便是在网上去听讲。
Or the Guru gives you some instruction.
或者是 Guru 给予你本人一些这种指示。
Like follow the four regulated principles.
比如说遵循思想规范原则。
Or to chant 16 rounds.
或者是念诵16圈。
Yeah, when you're doing that, you're having actual spiritual association with your guru.
而当你这样去做，去遵循 guru 的教导的时候，实际上你就与 guru 有这种实际的灵性上的联谊。
Yeah, and it's not under the jurisdiction of time, place, or circumstance. It's beyond material.
而这个是超越了这种物质维度的，它就是不会处于这种时间、地点和情况的任何这种局限之下。
And the other is called Vapu, or physical association.
而另一种跟 Guru 联谊的方式叫做 Vapu, 也就是与 Guru 的这个实际的联谊。
You're seeing the Guru face to face.
你面对面的见着你 Guru。
You're able to observe the Guru's behavior.
你能够去观察 Guru 的行为。
And how the Guru interacts with others.
是去见证，去看到 Guru 是怎么跟别人互动的。
And you may be able to even do some personal service.
甚至你还有机会能够为 Guru 做一些个人的服务。
That's also very powerful and very helpful.
而这个的话呢，也是非常有力量，非常有帮助的。
But you cannot always have the physical presence, and eventually your Guru will die.
但是你不可能总是一直都能够跟 Guru 面对面的联谊，并且最终的话，你的 Guru 也会死掉，死去。
Especially if you're very young and your Guru is very old, it's guaranteed.
然后特别是如果你的年纪特别小，然后你的 Guru 年纪特别大的话，那肯定的。
When I met Prabhupada, I was 19.
当我就是遇到帕帕的时候，那个时候我19岁。
And when I was 26, he left.
然后当我26岁的时候，然后他就离开躯体了。
I was very attached to his personal presence.
当时我是非常依恋于他的这种跟他的这种个人的联谊的。
And so when he left, it was a great shock for me.
所以说当帕帕的离开的时候，这对我来说是一种巨大的震动。
But now, you know, after many years, I realize that I feel his presence deeply and unlimitedly, you know, beyond material dimensions, just by executing his order.
而现在就是很多年以后的话呢，然后我在就是我都已经意识到了，我就已经意识到了，我能够更加深刻的，然后没有任何限制的，并且是超越了物质的维度的，能够去感知到帕帕德跟我在一起，就是跟我在这种临在，就是当我在去遵循帕帕德的这个教导的时候，他的命令的时候，我就能够更加无限的去感受到他的存在。
I also, you know, I know many of my godbrothers and godsisters, they didn't have the opportunity for personal association with Prabhupada like I did.
我知道就是我有很多的这些神兄弟、神姐妹，他们是没有就是机会能够去跟帕帕的有私人的联谊的，就是不像我原来还有一些机会。
And of course, there were many of my godbrothers and godsisters that had much more personal association with Prabhupada than I did.
当然的话呢，我也有很多的神兄弟、神姐妹是有比我多了多的这些机会，能够跟帕帕德之间有面对面的联谊的。
And I know many of them actually left and had problems and left and went away.
Oh, sorry, could you repeat?
Many of those devotees that I knew that had so much personal association with Prabhupada, they had difficulty following the teaching, and many of them left Krishna consciousness.
并且就是在很多这些就是跟帕帕德有过私人联谊的这些我的神兄弟神姐妹哈，就是但他们就是在遵循帕帕德的教导的过程当中却遭受了很多的困难，并且最终也离开了意识康，离开了这个帕帕德的教导。
On the other hand, I know some of my God brothers and God sisters, they never even personally saw Prabhupada ever. And they've always been staunch followers, and they're very advanced in Krishna consciousness now.
但是另一方面的话呢，我也知道，就是我有不少的这些神兄弟和神姐妹，他们就是从来没有跟帕帕德有过那么一丁点的这种私人联谊，但是的话，他们却是坚定的帕帕德的追随者，然后在现在的话，他们已经是非常非常进步的奉献者了。
Yeah, so like any relationship, the strength of the relationship is based on commitment to each other.
也因此的话呢，我们所拥有的任何一项关系，就任何一个人际关系，我们所有的这个关系的力量是取决于彼此双方对于这个关系的坚定的承诺的程度的。
Yeah, that's where you will find the love and the personal exchange is in that commitment. How committed are the two people to each other?
那么两个人对于彼此有多么坚定的这种承诺，那么你在这个当中就能够去找寻，就能够发现他们对彼此的爱以及对彼此的这种个人的爱的交流。
Yeah, so that's the flow of the spiritual current that flows between the guru and the disciple, is the commitment they have to each other.
也因此就是在孤乳和门徒之间的这种灵性的水流的这种流动，也就来源于孤乳和门徒他们对于彼此的这种坚定的承诺。
Yeah, so whether they are personally together or separated by time and space, that commitment is the glue that keeps the relationship together.
That commitment guru keeps the relationship.
That commitment is the glue that binds the guru and disciple in relationship.
Got it. 所以说，无论是两人之间有没有这种个人的联谊，面对面的联谊，还是说是有这个时间和空间把两个人给隔开了，但是他们对彼此的这种坚定的承诺的话，就像是胶水一样的。然后定义了这两人之间的这种关系到底程度如何。
So you could say, you know, the more dedicated you are to serving your spiritual master, the more you advance in Krishna consciousness and the more you'll be protected from Maya.
也因此的话呢，如果你能够越是致力于去服务你的孤乳和他的这个教导的话，那么你就越能够在这个灵性知觉上面进步，你就越能够受到保护而不被玛雅所侵害。
Okay, is there any more questions?
Yes, I think one, two, three.
Well, we may not finish because we'll go on for 5 more minutes and I'll see if I can finish.
Okay, 我们再
otherwise we'll have to hold them over till next week.
OK, 所以我们现在再继续5分钟的讲课，然后如果没回答完的话，我们就下星期继续。OK, next one, 下一个问题，顶拜孤乳，每一个生物都有内在超灵。而主说众生尽在我中，我却不在他们中，怎么解释呢？Krishna 无所不能，为什么 Shalava 建设 Krishna 左臂呢？So the first one is two questions. The first one is every living entity has a super soul. And the Lord says that everyone is within me, but I'm not in them. So how do I understand this?
So it means that the Lord is simultaneously one and different with everything.
这句话的意思也就是说主是就是跟所有众生是即一即一的。
And so he's within us, and we come from him, so there's no separation.
所以他在众生之中，在我们之中，而我们又是来源于他，所以说我们和他之间是没有这种分离的。
Yet simultaneously, he's an independent individual.
但是同时的话呢，主又是一个独立的个体，一个独立的人。
So we are within him, yet because he's the source, he's also separate.
所以说我们都处于他之中，因为他是我们的源头。但是的话呢，他是sorry, Guru, the last one is he is separate with us.
Well, because he's the source, he's the separate because he's the source.
但是他又由于是我们的源头的话呢，所以他跟我们又是分开的这个
Just like the sun ray comes from the sun.
这就像是阳光是来自于太阳。
So the sun ray cannot exist without the sun.
阳光是没有办法能够独立得了太阳而独自存在的。
But the sun can exist without the sun ray.
但是太阳是可以在没有阳光的存在下而存在着的。
So it's inconceivable to the mind how we are one and different, but that's how it is.
也因此的话呢，这对于我们的心意来说是很难以理解的，但是我们确实就是很难以去理解，就是我们跟主之间是即一即一的。
Thank you for your question.
感谢你的问题。Okay, so the next one he asked that, so Krishna is omnicompetent, like, you know, he's like all powerful. But how come the Shalava arrow, Shalava 箭, like the arrow actually hit Krishna on his left arm?
Actually, I think it hit him in the foot.
Oh.应该是就是这个沙拉瓦箭是射到了 Krishna 的脚上。
And then he left his body.
然后他就离开了他的躯体。
So that those who don't want to believe in him could have a reason.
就是说这个故事的存在发生就是为了使得那些不愿意相信 Krishna 的人有一个理由来不相信 Krishna.
It's like, oh, he's just a material person like everybody else.
然后这个人就是一个这种物质躯体嘛，跟我们大家都是一样的，就是要死的。Sorry， 不好意思啊，大家，我的这个语言不太好，就是他会这个物质躯体会死亡的。
Yeah, that's all.
就我的回答就是这么多。Guru Maharaj, you had no idea what I just translated. It's very bad. I don't know. I really apologize for that. Okay, should we continue?
I think we should stop.
Okay. 那么剩下的两个问题的话，我们就下个星期继续吧。
So we'll continue next week.
好，我们下周继续回答问题。
Thank you all for your patience. Thank you for your questions.
感谢大家提出的问题哈，然后感谢大家耐心的听课。
Thank you, Narayani Devi Dasi and Sati Mataji.
感谢 Sati Mataji.
All glories to Prabhupada and I'll see you next week.
所有的文庙都皈依帕帕的，咱们下周见。
Tomorrow I'll see you again.
Okay. Hare Krishna. 外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。